Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Vav and Yud in Maseches Tainis is the beginning of the requirement to ask for rain, in other words, the date for the chiyuv to ask for v'sein tal umato levracha, and the halachic nafkaminas that emerge from that fascinating discussion. The Gemara on Daf Yud tells us that we follow the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel, mentioned in the Mishnah over there, that says that we begin She'elas Gishamim on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well here in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we're not going to get into those details too much right now. In Chutz La'aretz, there is another 60 days, which comes out to December 4th or December 5th, because in Chutz La'aretz, the rain isn't needed, particularly in Bavel, until that period of time. Hence, the Bakasha is later on. Now, Rabbi Gamliel's reason is actually explicit in the Mishnah itself. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kedei she'yagia achron she'be'eretz Yisrael le'nahar paras." According to Rashi and other Rishonim, the explanation of Rabbi Gamliel is that the Ole Regel, who are coming back from the Beis HaMikdash, all the way back to the Euphrates, will actually be traveling for a couple of weeks till they get home, and we don't want to ask for rain during the period that they are traveling. The Ran asks a very basic question that emerges on this Gemara, and that is, the Ran in the back points out that unfortunately, Bizman Hazeh, we're not Ola Regel to the Beis HaMikdash. If that's so then why is it that we begin asking the Sein Talamot to Levracha only from the 7th of Mar Cheshvan? It should begin immediately after Shmini Atzeres. In fact, we should also put this as halacha from the Daf on Daf Dalid. The Mashmos of the Gemara of Daf Dalid we could add to the Ran is that Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayam, then in such a case we begin to ask from Zayin Mar Cheshvan. However, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, where there aren't Ole Regalim who are traveling back, then in such a case, the Ran asks, why is it that we don't start earlier? This leads the Ran to seriously entertain the possibility that Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, the Sein Talam Motor should begin already right after Sukkot, right after Shmini Atzeres. The Ran, though, points out that other Rishonim do not mention this idea at all, and he suggests something that's absolutely fascinating. And that is, and this is not the thrust of the halacha topic today, although it's a fascinating maramakom, the Ran suggests that it could be that we're sensitive today and only say v'sein talamatar here in Arzenu HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael because the custom of being Ola Regel, and that's a beautiful, beautiful scene here in Arzenu HaKadosh, and if anybody could be able to do it, even before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, obviously it's only a shadow of what it once was, but it's still extremely dramatic and beautiful. I've tried to share that with you during the Daf Yomi of Pesach and Sukkot. The scene of Eretz Yisrael of hundreds of thousands of people flocking to come to the Kotel HaMaravi, to come close to the Har HaBayis, not to go onto the Har HaBayis, but to come close to the Har HaBayis by being around the area where we once flocked to be Lefnei Hashem, is an absolutely beautiful phenomenon. And the Ran suggests that already in the time after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yidin were already doing that pilgrimage. And the Lashon Maritzchias in the Darim Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, there were Noagim Lalos Ulespalel B'Mokom HaMikdash B'Rigolim. The Pnini Halach has a long list of achronim that marich on this beautiful custom. And that seems to be the approach of the Ran, according to those Rishonim, who don't have any indication that there would be a time earlier here in Eretz Yisrael, beginning to say, V'sein talumotar levracha. The Chazon Ish has a novel approach. The Chazon Ish in Simin Yud Ches, Sif Koton Yud Aleph, suggests that even though our Gemara says we paskin like Rebbe Gamliel, that we begin on the 7th of Cheshvan here in Arzenu HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, it's velav mitameh. It's not due to the Ole Regalim, because many Rishonim don't seem to introduce the Ran's idea, as well as the fact that Today, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, we'll discuss more of Shlomo Zalman's Shita and develop it a little bit more shortly, argued that today, the tourists are not walking with a staff and their cattle, but we're coming in Mazdas, in Boeing 747s, and the rain does not affect our travel as much as it once did. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says that the reason that we do it on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan is based on a totally different reason. And that's the Gemara on Daf Vav. The Gemara points out that the initial stage of rain in Eretz Yisrael that penetrates the ground and has a positive effect, according to Rashi on Daf Vav, two lines from the bottom, Dibar Maskel, Garcin, Amar of Chizda, is the initial rain. The first winter rain is generally attributed to the 7th of Cheshvan, and that's why we begin with saying Talumater. The Gvura Sari clearly does not learn our Mishnah that like and Gemara like the Chazon Ish. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish suggests that it could very well be that we paskin like Rebbe Gamliel, avolomi tameh. I would like to suggest that the difference between the Chazon Ish and the Gvura Sari and the explanation of whether it's dependent on the Ole Regalim, or it's because that's the time we need the rain in Eretz Yisrael. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey in Kuf Yud Zayin says the reason we begin the 7th of Cheshvan is because Lefisha Sham Tzrichim Ligishamim, which might be a little bit closer to the Chazon Ish's approach. Either way, however the Mishnah Berurah holds, the Nafkamina might very well be what happens if one said V'sein Talu Matar today, in between the period of Sukkot and the 7th of Cheshvan, between Shmini Atzeres and the 7th of Cheshvan. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal Shlita, in his Ha'oris to the Mishnah Berurah, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as paskening that one would not need to repeat Shmona Esrei in such a case, even though normally, if you say V'sein Bracha in place of V'sein Talu Matar Levracha, you do need to repeat. And the rationale of Rav Shlomo Zalman is the following. Since the whole time period was instituted, like the simple reading of our Mishnah, due to the Ole Regalim, not like the Chazon Ish's Svara, that's the first halachic rain, beginning on the 7th of Cheshvan, and the period of rain already begins the moment of post-Sukkot, so then in such a case, one would not repeat V'sein Talu Matar Levracha, even though L'chatchila, we only begin saying V'sein Talu Matar after the 7th of Cheshvan, but B'diavad, if he said V'sein Talu Matar already after Sukkot, in such a case, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, one would not repeat. However, according to the Chazon Ish, I thought, then in such a case, one would have to. And then I saw that the Sefer Ishei Yisrael makes this exact point. It quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman's position as the way I learned from Rav Nevinzal Shlita. I discussed this as well with him, and it appears in the Ha'aros, exactly as we presented it, that one would not repeat, Bizman Hazeh. Yet they conclude that from the Chazon Ish, that one was not Yotze. And I think they quote from a different Sefer, Dinim Vahanhagos L'Chazon Ish, I think the Chazon Ish would be L'Shitaso, of what he said in Yud Ches Yud Aleph, that we don't paskin, it's based on the Ole Regalim, but rather we paskin today that it's based on the first halachic rain that begins on Zayin Mar Cheshvan. And therefore, if you say the same Talmud Matar before, then in such a case, what would not be Yotze? Rav Nevinzal Shlita is already anticipating for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and he says that, of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psak would only apply Lishitaso when there isn't a Chiyuv of Ole Regalim. However, Bizman HaMikdash, then they changed the time of the Sein Talu Matar. It no longer was post-Sukkot. Rabbanan said, do not be mevakesh for rain during the period of the Ole Regalim returning home. And therefore, when does Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psak apply? It only applies today. But Be'ezer Hashem, once the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, so then, if one said the Sein Talu Matar before Zayin Mar Cheshvan, one would not be Yotze. So La'asid Lavo, both the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree for different reasons. According to the Chazon Ish, it's because Zayin Mar Cheshvan is the only beginning time halacha l'maisa for the saying of a Sein Talu Matar. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it will be for the reason of the Gemara that's expressed on Daf Dalid as well as the Mishnah on Daf Yud, and that is that the time of V'sein Talumat Levracha will be after the Ole Regel turn home. Bezer Hashem, we are dreaming for the day that everybody agrees that V'sein Talumat begins, and for everybody, it would begin only on Zayin Cheshvan, where the diaspora will join us here in our Seinu HaKdosha, and when the Ole Regalim will be able to mimikayim all of the beautiful mitzvos of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and enjoy the rainfall here in our Seinu HaKdosha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Vav and Daf Yud in Maseches Tainus.